Lesson 23, The Blessing of God. Proverbs 10:22 states, "The blessing of the Lord makes rich, and he adds no sorrow with it." I know of nothing else I desire more when setting out to work with God than having his blessing. You can have the best business plan and be very diligent in applying all the biblical principles we have studied, but God's blessing is what you must have to succeed. We often use the expression, "God bless you," as a nice thought, or we say it when someone sneezes, but the blessing of God was nothing to be sneezed at by the patriarchs, Isaac, Jacob, Esau, and Joseph. God's blessing was a very real and substantial reality. It meant all the difference between prosperity and poverty. As we look through history, it was the blessing passed down from father to son which determined the course of history. God blessed Abraham, who blessed Isaac, who passed on this blessing to Jacob and his 12 sons. We have the advantage of hindsight to see how this sacred act shaped the history of Israel for generations in Scripture and still impacts our world today. Daily bread. When the disciples asked Jesus to teach them to pray, they learned what we call the Lord's Prayer. One of the phrases in this inspired prayer refers to our daily bread. "Give us this day our daily bread." This prayer should be a regular part of our life because regardless of our salary or our inheritance, ultimately it is God who provides for us. We need his blessing on our homes and his ongoing support for our daily provisions. When the children of Israel were just learning to trust God to provide for their needs, God told them that if they would let the land rest for the seventh year, he would bless it so that it would provide three times what it had before. "I will command my blessing on you in the sixth year so that it will produce a crop sufficient for 3 years." When we were working at a church with very little visible means of income, it was God's blessing that sustained us and provided for our needs. The church provided room, board, and a vehicle for church use, but for the rest of our needs, we depended on our Heavenly Father. For the 4 years when we didn't have any regular source of income, we learned what it meant to have God provide for our needs. Through gifts, side jobs, which he provided for me, great deals at yard sales, the generosity of our parents, and good health, he was always faithful. Whether we have a salary we can count on every week or not, we still need to pray for God's daily sustenance. All of the Christian life is lived by faith. Faith is the conviction of things not seen. The work of God is not often seen, but it is just as real. Pockets with holes. There's a curious expression in Haggai about pockets with holes. "You have planted much, but harvested little. You have food to eat, but not enough to fill you up. You have wine to drink, but not enough to satisfy your thirst. You have clothing to wear, but not enough to keep you warm. Your wages disappear as though you were putting them in pockets filled with holes." This is Haggai 1:6. These people worked hard, but it was like putting their money into a pocket with holes. Their needs were not being met. In looking back over our family's life, I can testify that God met our needs, but I can't explain how. I just know that at the end of the year, we were not in debt and God had provided our daily bread. That is living by faith. As we obey God and put our trust in him, he knows how to plug the holes in our bag and bless our little pot of oil as Elisha did for the widow in 2 Kings 4. He takes good care of his children. Dependence. We need God's touch on our health, our ability to work, our vehicles, and every other area of our lives. I have observed that it seems easier for me to keep my eyes on God when I have no regular source of income. God recognized this human trait when he spoke to the children of Israel in Deuteronomy chapter 8. I'm going to read two long passages. Remember how the Lord your God led you through the wilderness for these 40 years, humbling you and testing you to prove your character and to find out whether or not you would obey his commands. Yes, he humbled you by letting you go hungry and then feeding you with manna, a food previously unknown to you and your ancestors. He did it to teach you that people do not live by bread alone. Rather, we live by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. For all these 40 years, your clothes didn't wear out and your feet didn't blister or swell. When you have eaten your fill, be sure to praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. But that is the time to be careful. Beware that in your plenty, you do not forget the Lord your God and disobey his commands, regulations, and decrees that I am giving you today. For when you have become full and prosperous and have built fine homes to live in, and when your flocks and herds have become very large and your silver and gold have multiplied along with everything else, be careful. Do not become proud at that time and forget the Lord your God who rescued you from slavery. That's Deuteronomy 8, verses 2 through 4, and then 10 through 14. So how do we get and maintain God's blessing? Much of what we have already said in outlining God's principles applies here. Be honorable, honest, diligent, pray over decisions and practices, return a tenth, keep a day of rest, honor your wife as the weaker vessel are all ways which are conducive to working with God. When you conduct your affairs in a way that honors God and is accord with the precepts spelled out in his word, you can expect God to work with you. Hudson Taylor once said, God's work done in God's way will never lack God's supply. And don't forget to just plain ask God to bless the work of your hands. I had a faithful mentor pray for our business every day for several years. I have had other friends and pastors who have done similarly. I value their prayers, and I appreciate God for responding to their requests. I don't believe we would have prospered as we have without God's blessing. Let's close in prayer. God, bless us in working with you to provide for our families. Give us this day our daily bread. Cause us by your Spirit to work in a way that is in accordance with your principles and is sustained by your faithfulness. Amen.